The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey guys, it's Travis Cronin, and you're listening to Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood Podcast. I am joined by my friends, confidants, lovers, not quite yet, Miss Gwen Flamberg.
Well, hello.
And Miss Sarah Heron.
It's Sarah Heron, who is extremely uncomfortable by the idea of being your lover, but okay. Hello, everyone.
Wow, did not need that shade. I thought it was a pretty good suitor. Well, buckle up, ladies, today, because we have engagements, breakups, hot mess rehabs. We have head injuries. We have Birkin bags. We have an A-list star who decided to become a construction worker through all of quarantine. Some sex cults, some really fun this day in, and a new fun game we're calling Stars. They're blank like blank. But let's start off before we get into any of this news with our intentions. No, we are doing pretty well on our own. So these are intentions are for celebrities, something we want them to start or stop doing. Sarah Heron, let's start with you.
Well, you know, I have been making intentions for the cast of Vanderpump Rules a lot this year. You know, they're all pregnant. We knew that Stassi was pregnant. Then came Lala, then came Brittany, and now Sheena Marie Shea, it's all happening, is pregnant. And we know Sheena had a miscarriage earlier this summer, and it was devastating, and she found out she might have some trouble having kids and conceiving. She was very open about it, and she's having her quote-unquote rainbow baby with Brock, her boyfriend. And I just want Sheena to enjoy this time, to not feel like she's in competition with her Vanderpump co-stars, because Lala and Brittany are both due in April. All three of them are due in April. Stassi's due in January. So classic, Stassi's coming first. And I just want Sheena to really embrace it and not worry about people. People, you know, are making fun of her for just getting pregnant because they're pregnant. And she's always the butt of the joke. And I just, since they're not filming the show right now, I want her to be drama-free and enjoy this and just not be too Sheena about it, but still be Sheena. If that makes any sense.
That makes total sense. I know very little about Vanderpump Rules, but I can tell that Sheena's always like the butt of the jokes and like the girl by the punch bowl. So I really, I think that is a great intention for her to, you know, enjoy this pregnancy and not feel like she's in some type of weird pregnancy reality show competition, which I'm sort of here for, and maybe we should unpack next week. I'm going to go next with my intention because I know what Gwen's is going to be, and it's going to lead really well into our first story. So my intention this week is for Wendy Williams. I was scrolling through TikTok, as I do for many hours a day, and I saw that clip of her show from last Friday where they were talking about decorating pumpkins, and she was not right. And she was like, I have pipe cleaners here. She's like, I have this. And the guy was like, yeah, you are picking up objects and like describing them what they are. She looked all crazy. So I'm just a little worried. My intention for Wendy Williams is to, you know, go seek help before this becomes an issue like we've seen before, where there's one mini meltdown, one bigger breakdown, and then like a huge one, and then she's got to go to rehab for a few months. So go get the help you need, girl. Gwen, tell us who your intention is for. I have a feeling I know who it is.
My intention is for my favorite human of the year 2020, if there could be one, Monsieur Brad Pitt. Perhaps you've heard it's over with Nicole, and my intention for Brad is to find someone to date. You don't even have to date. You could just be seeing or hanging out with someone closer to your age who is actually single and available and not in an open marriage. And may I suggest, moi.
Oh my God. Well, I definitely saw the end of that intention coming. You know, I, Brad Pitt and Nicole, thank God I don't have to learn her last name anymore, have broken up. Sadly, she was married much younger than him. I was sort of here for the weirdness of her relationship because she was married and it was just sort of like a different thing in the celebrity news. But I agree. I like when Brad is with like an intelligent woman, like of around the same age. I feel like he's such a confident guy and needs that. So I second your intention, Gwen.
I'm kind of just dying to know like the real backstory because, of course, being the conspiracy theorist that I am, I'm fairly certain that Nicole Podolsky or something like that, Travis.
Yeah, that's pretty close.
Podolsky, her husband, who is 40 years older than her, they were in an open marriage, but I think he was like, girl, you go date that Brad Pitt so that we can get some press on our restaurant in Germany. And then we will like have a reality show here and we'll get all the money, blah, blah, blah. I think that maybe they used him.
Oh my God, that is brilliant, Gwen. If they become like the number one reality show, like the Keeping Up with the Kardashians of Germany, I am not going to be surprised.
Yeah, it's going to be like Lisa Vanderpump's. It's going to be like, you know, Pump Rules out of their restaurant.
Sarah, do you think this is all a German plot to take down American entertainment industry?
I mean, I don't hate it. Vanderpump Rules, like I said, isn't filming right now. And it had some drama earlier this year. So I don't know if it's coming back. So I love watching people fight in a restaurant, no matter what country it is.
Well, let's go on to a couple who is doing a little bit better. A huge news of the week for our Us Weekly reader base and celebrities that we care so much about. Mr. Blake Shelton and the other Gwen, Stefani, have officially said that they were engaged. Gwen, you know, Stefani, not to be confused with Miss Gwen Flamberg, shared on Instagram on Tuesday a sweet post with a ring alongside Blake Shelton. And she said, yes, please, ring, praying face, GX. And then Blake Shelton shared the same photo and said, hey, Gwen Stefani, thanks for saving my 2020 and the rest of my life. I love you. I heard a yes.
I just think it's funny that Miranda Lambert has had like five boyfriends in the time that we all thought Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani like were engaged already by now. They've been together for so long.
I totally thought that they were already engaged, but then again, I couldn't remember that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle had a child named Archie.
So we got that, Gwen.
However, it is a really dope ring, you guys, and a source told Us Weekly that the ring is about 6 carats and it would cost roughly $500,000. Yes, that's half a mil. And if you want to read all about the ring, see some pics, go to usmagazine.com/stylish.
Oh my God, $500,000 for a 6 carat? That quality of the ring must be amazing because that's sort of a high price for like a 6 carat rock.
Well, right? It depends on the quality of the stone, but
that's what I mean.
Too good for Gwen, you know.
I remember, take me back to like 2015 when Blake and Miranda got divorced and everyone was shocked. And then he started dating Gwen Stefani because they were on The Voice. And I feel like we all were like, what is Gwen Stefani doing with Blake Shelton? Like, this is so confusing.
Yeah.
She's like a rocker, no doubt, like cool girl. And he's honeybee farm in Oklahoma. And they have really just surprised us. And I think he has actually kind of a cute relationship with her kids because he never had biological children, but he seems to have a big role in her three sons' lives.
Yeah.
And now they're making it official. And as much as I want to hate on it, I'm kind of here for it.
I'm super here for it. I love it.
It was such a weird coupling at first, but now I think we all think it's like the cutest and we ship real hard. Well, do you know who's not having a lovely time this week? Kanye West and Jennifer Aniston. Well, we are not a political podcast. There is a really funny part at the end of this tweet. So Jennifer Aniston, like so many celebrities this week and, you know, millions across the country went and voted. She posted on Instagram. She said, I dropped off my ballot. I did it. I voted early. I did it. Blah, 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 blah. And then she said, P.S. It's not funny to vote for Kanye. I don't know how else to say it. Please be responsible. So then he wrote, wow, that Rogan interview, referencing his Joe Rogan interview, is really got him shook. Let's go. And then he wrote, friends wasn't funny either.
I mean, funny. There's a lot there.
There's a lot there. Mainly, I just think it's funny. Well, he's since deleted these tweets, but luckily, screenshots live forever in the Google crash. So I just think Friends Isn't That Funny is just such an old school Kanye tweet that was just, it was just lovely to read and brightened up my day. Well, his wife, Gwen, not Stefani, Flamberg, tell us about what happened. We know it's her 40th birthday because we talked about it this week. And tell us how they celebrated.
Well, Kim got a little bit of heat this week because she took her closest friends to an island that's undisclosed. I think it's near Tahiti. Where do you think it is, Trav?
I just want to be on that island so freaking bad.
I know it's next to Tahiti, Gwen.
But if you were on that island with the K-Dash clan, Sarah Heron, what kind of bikini would you wear? Because they are showing their kick-ass bodies off in amazing bikinis. There are so many bikinis at that birthday party. We have to do a gallery on it, of course. And you know what to do. Go to usmagazine.com/stylish. Every single picture of all of the Kardashian sisters, friends, etc. And please, Travis, what is the plastic surgery that I would need to get done on my waist to hip ratio to have that body that Kim has? She looks like a Barbie doll. It's fake. It's so fake.
I'm really glad you asked, Gwen, because I think that's a lot of waist training. And when you fill your butt, make sure those thighs match. You fill up the booty, fill up those thighs, I think is what this told me. But I got like anxiety looking at these pictures about how amazing and plastic they wore. So I think that's a very good question for the other girl here, Sarah, that I got intimidated as what I would wear to this party. What would you wear to this party with all of these amazing fashions, doctor concocted bodies and faces? It's a lot of pressure.
I mean, I would obviously hide in my cozy Skims because I'm not showing my body in front of those women. Are you kidding?
Caftans galore. They look chic and they hide a multitude of sins.
Oh, that's good, Gwen. I would go for full glittery caftan. Kourtney Kardashian's like little sort of like big mermaid sequin, like naked mini dress. I mean, I've never seen a hotter person. It was just, and I stared it, zoomed. I did it all.
Oh my God. Kourtney is just like, has not aged at all. She's kind of like the most like classic looking Kardashian of the same this whole time. And those pictures she posted with Scott, like, you guys, they have to be back together. They have to. I need it.
They're manifesting this. You are. It's all you.
Can we talk about the trouble Kim got into? Because I have a hot take.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because it seemed like she, you know, had all these guests quarantined for 14 days and flew them for a private island. And I'm not a doctor, but it sounds a little bit of safe to me. Tell us about your thoughts on the heat she's getting online.
Right. So there's two sides of it. Some people are upset that Kim, you know, had this party at all because she quarantined her, quote, inner circle, which included all of her family besides Kylie, who Us Weekly exclusively revealed was tied up with work commitments. And they're obviously incredibly close. There's no drama. And they're supposed to allegedly quarantined for 2 weeks. Then they went on this private jet. You know, they all got tested, I'm sure, more than once, and ended up on this private undisclosed location island. Now, we know Kanye was not in the first round of photos. So everyone was like, where the hell was Kanye? Or is it true that there's trouble in paradise? But then we confirmed that Kanye was
there.
Was it
ever really paradise, Sarah? What's that paradise?
You don't think Kimye was in paradise? I think there was a paradise.
No, it always gave me a little bit of strain to look at. But sorry, go off.
Okay, well, we all have different definitions of paradise. So then Kanye showed up during the second half of the trip, which means during when they were first there, Kanye was not quarantining, probably doing this Joe Rogan interview, maybe flew from Montana to LA and after this island. So he was kind of all over the place. So some people are upset that clearly like this whole 2 week quarantine is she's just saying it to say it. And it probably didn't happen. I will say to that, I mean, when you have this much money, the amount of Corona tests that they are probably administering is out of control. At Kim's birthday party, the fake one she had for the show, you had to get tested and pass a rapid test before you could enter the room in that moment. They were doing on-the-spot rapid tests at Kim Kardashian's birthday party.
Yeah, of course. And I didn't really, I know it's sort of like flaunting your wealth to all the people who can't see their grandparents and all that kind of stuff, but you know, she has the means, and I mean, while I'm jealous, I don't really think there's anything wrong with it.
Right. So that's the second part, is her post was this whole thing. And the line that everyone is taking away is, after 2 weeks of multiple health screens and asking everyone to quarantine, I surprised my closest inner circle with a trip to a private island where we could pretend things were normal for just a brief moment. We danced, rode bikes, swam near whales, kayaked, watched a movie on the beach, and so much more. And people are taking that tweet and like making it a meme and a joke, because yes, you could 100% argue that this is insensitive and absurd, that this is what Kim is putting out because the world is ending. But what do we expect from the Kardashians? Why are we holding them to some higher standard? Don't follow Kim Kardashian if you don't want to see pictures of her in a bikini on her own private island. Like, I don't get it.
Did you guys see, I loved listening to Cardi B talk about her Birkin bags. Oh. She had a troll on her Instagram. Well, of course, Cardi is always with a Birkin. She has like a bandana one for her blood's lineage, a pink glitter one. The list goes on and on. She's got like 20 in her closet that she showed. And someone commented that Cardi and other rappers, like the City Girls were named, are devaluing Birkin bags because of like the type of girls that they are, and mainly based on their race. So Cardi took to Instagram and she said, and this commenter asked her if she could just walk into the store and buy a bag, or if they knowingly discriminated against her because she's a rapper. And she says, first things first, I could definitely get a bag. Actually, I got 4 bags today from their Hermes store. I don't want to brag, so don't even try it. And then she says, why don't y'all come like this for white celebrities? Why you gotta be asking us? What the F? You know, and she also mentioned that her song Bodak Yellow, you know, she makes bloody moves with red, you know, red on her shoes. She talked about Louboutins. Their sales went up over 1,000% after Bodak Yellow hit 1%. Right. So she's like, we elevate this, you know, we don't bring it down. And I thought it was just like really like an interesting topic to bring up. Gwen, stylish.com ambassador, what are your thoughts?
We covered the entire story. First of all, we covered the story when Cardi showed off her Birkin collection. Out of control. You guys have got to see the whole collection. We covered the clapback, and Cardi's 100% right. And then Offset took it a step further, where he posted, you know, standing up for her and saying that, you know, anybody can have a Birkin. If you've got the money to buy a Birkin, you buy a Birkin and you enjoy it. And they're absolutely right. And by the way, I would love to like spend a day in Cardi's closet. Would make me real happy. It would give me a little whap.
Yes.
For Birkin.
Yeah, I just thought it was like so like effed up that they said that Cardi is gonna bring down like Hermes bags and her and the City Girls, just like an actual troll.
Well, magazine.com/stylish and read the whole story, you guys.
Let's do it. And while we're doing usmagazine.stylish, since my cohorts completely overtake me, begrudge me, and just, you know, throw themselves in for shameless promotion, I've decided to carve out a little bit of segment just so they don't have to work so hard to speak over me to plug their own projects. So we're going to have a little Sarah's Corner, Gwen's Corner moment where they tell us the highlights from their world. Gwen Flamberg is, of course, running everything on the fashion and beauty. Sarah Heron, I'm not quite sure what she does, but it's something to do with some reality show that's on Mondays or something. Tuesdays this year. So Sarah Heron, there was a lot of drama on The Bachelorette, this thing. Give us some highlights, some lowlights. Oh, it was a mess.
I think we're actually hitting the peak of The Bachelorette season, which is upsetting because everyone was waiting for Tayshia's arrival because, you know, as we know, Claire Crowley's The Bachelorette. She fell in love with Dale within the first 2 weeks of filming, which we have watched during the first couple episodes. It was really the first 5 minutes of filming, not 2 weeks, but everyone was waiting for Tayshia because everyone's kind of over Claire. Now that Tayshia was teased in the promo, which was by far one of the biggest like Bachelor Nation moments in a while, finally seeing her and the footage of her emerging out of the water like a Bond girl, that was probably the biggest highlight of the week. But I'm a little worried that now it's about to get boring because there's been so much buildup to Tayshia, and I just have a hard time believing she's going to find love with any of Claire's leftover men. But that's okay. And Claire, you know, it's been a journey. She's been edited to be a little crazy, kind of Sheena Shea boy crazy vibes. She's in love with Dale. They said Dale 130 times during the episode, I counted. And I did a complete breakdown on Us Weekly's Here for the Right Reasons podcast with Michelle Money, Claire's best friend. So it was actually really interesting because Claire's getting a lot of heat online And people aren't really liking her and she's getting a lot of criticism. You know, everyone's so quick to be like, worst bachelor, worst bachelor, whatever. And since Michelle is friends with Claire, she gave me a different perspective. So whether you like Claire or not, I think it was worth listening to. So we aren't all just like so mean all the time.
Yeah.
Because I think Claire maybe was not the greatest choice for Bachelorette if they wanted to make a full 10-week show. They got a great 3 weeks. So that's why they called in Tayshia. And now we're getting the best of both worlds. So I'm cool with liking both of them. And that's kind of where I'm at.
All right, Gwen, let's tell us what's happening on usmagazine.com/stylish, is it?
I mean, you know that little vertical on the usmagazine.com site. Well, we have a ton of amazing stories and pictures for you to look at, but very exciting. We got an exclusive interview and peek into the behind the scenes of the making of Marion Cotillard's first campaign as she takes the reins as the new spokesmodel for Chanel No. 5. These pictures are so gorgeous, so glamorous, and you'll get a sneak peek into the short film that just premiered as an ad for Chanel No. 5. And it's just absolutely dreamy and really sweet and romantic, and the little bit of high fashion glamour and beauty and love that we all need right now. So go to usmagazine.com/stylish and check it out.
I loved that last sneak peek with the Kristen Stewart Chanel ad that you had last time too.
Cool.
That was so good. I'm glad. I mean, I like how edgy and like, you know, non-gender conforming it was, but I like this new Chanel No. 5 glamour. I'm here for it.
This one is dreamy. It's really dreamy. And it's about falling in love with whatever you want to fall in love with and turning it into reality. And it's gorgeous. I mean, it's Marion Cotillard dancing on the moon with a professional male ballet dancer who is so smoking hot. You can't believe it. And she's also singing in the short film. Marion Cotillard covers Lorde singing team. And it's so dreamy. Guys,
lovely.
Check it out. Yes.
Well, do you know what else was dreamy? Did you guys hear about what Armie Hammer was doing during his time during quarantine? Because I was very shocked to figure this out. So Armie Hammer went on Jimmy Kimmel Live. He was dressed in an astronaut suit, by the way, and seated 8 feet away, like full astronaut suit, which I thought was sort of like kitschy, you know, quarantine, whatever, and during the pandemic. And so Kimmel
asked
him. The pandemic. So
that little cute pandemic.
Yeah, just a little cute pandemic going on. So he was asked about what he had been doing during his pandemic. And he said, I have been productive. I have been really fortunate. I mean, the world's falling apart. It's the apocalypse, blah, 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 blah. But he said, my buddy bought an old motel out in the desert by Joshua Tree. He said, it was this kind of abandoned, rundown motel. And I came back from the Cayman Islands where I was during quarantine. I was like, dude, I have nothing to do. He's like, dude, do you want to come live with me in this abandoned motel and do construction with me? And then he said yes, and he's been there for months doing construction. And then, ironically enough, he said he's not good with a hammer.
Interesting. It's so funny because every celebrity starts all their stories with like, I know I'm lucky and I know your life sucks, but the pandemic and quarantine has actually been great for me personally. Like, they all have the same version of that, even though like Kim, it's a private island, and Armie Hammer, it's living in the woods doing construction.
The desert.
So everyone's different. Do you think he talked to any aliens? Do you think he gave Demi and Miley a message through the aliens?
You know, I think Armie Hammer is the type to like play a joke on Demi and Miley when he sees they're coming and to like shine a flashlight into the sky to like speak with them to aliens. But, you know, it was just a really weird thing when an A-list celebrity who's just going through a divorce decides to become a construction worker at a motel in the desert.
You know what I also think he's saying here is, because wasn't there drama? Like him and his wife announced their divorce this summer, and like she's just been living wherever they were on vacation, she stayed there, and he's trying to get them back into the United States. So maybe he doesn't have his kids, like he's kind of losing it a little bit.
Hot Hollywood is proudly sponsored by Nutrisystem. Nutrisystem is a leader in the weight loss industry, having helped millions of people lose weight over the course of more than 45 years. Do you feel like in these times of social distancing and working from home that weight gain has been creeping up on you with all those takeout snacks? Let me tell you, you're not the only one. We all feel big. This is where Nutrisystem can help you get back on track. Nutrisystem is simple and convenient, and it's great getting delicious, filling meals delivered right to your door every week for way less than you would spend on takeout or delivery, and it's much healthier. And a delicious breakfast is as easy as grabbing a snack bar or muffin on the way out the door. There is a wide variety of recipes, and I save so much time as meals come together quickly, which is way less stressful and less time consuming than going to the grocery store. My favorite is the broccoli and cheddar rice and all of the delicious chocolate-covered snack bars for lunchtime. And I can assure you that it's a great program for those looking for a complete plan to lose weight and stay healthy. Order Nutrisystem now. Go to Nutrisystem.com/usweekly to get 50% off. Again, that's Nutrisystem.com/usweekly to get 50% off. Now let's get back to the show. Sarah, Ryan Felipe sort of took a shot at the champ this week and shaded Ellen a little bit. Tell us about sort of the shadiness that he was shading.
You know, Ryan Felipe, I believe, on a run and had to stop his run, which is relatable, to take a selfie of him in front of an Ellen DeGeneres billboard. And he wrote, "And remember to be kind, .. Wait." Perfectly executed shade.
Yeah, perfectly executed Instagram shade. Now, do we think that Ellen was mean to Ryan, or he's just sort of like jumping on the bandwagon?
I mean, he was married to Reese Witherspoon, who was like one of Ellen's go-tos. So yeah. I actually thought that was interesting because Reese is close to Ellen, and we saw Ryan and Reese celebrate Deacon, their son's birthday, together last week. Yeah. So they're on good terms. So I wondered what Reese Witherspoon was thinking about this. I don't think Ellen went after Ryan, probably specifically. I think he was more poking fun at the whole thing. But I would love to know if it came up during Ryan and Reese's like handoff.
It definitely
with the child.
Did. It definitely did. When the kids are switching cars, they're like, "Did you hear about Ellen?"
Yes.
It was perfect shade. I love like a really well done Instagram shade. Well,
not too much, not too shady. Perfectly executed, and he looked hot in the selfie, so can't go wrong.
He did look very hot, and I think ellipses are very important when doing online shade. All right, let's talk about someone who definitely knows her way around the shade game, Miss Black China. There were some court updates in her legal case against the Kardashians, and surprise, Black China will have her day in court against Kris, Kim, Khloe, and Kylie, no Kendall, in their unlawful conduct for getting Rob and China's season 2 canceled. China is seeking millions of dollars in reparations, and she's also going against Rob personally for his revenge porn that he posted in July 2017, which was really messed up. So that court date begins on November 29th. Keeping up with the Kardashians stand, Sarah Huron, what do you think about this day of court versus Black China versus the Kardashians?
I mean, at first I was going to be like, all right, move on. I'm so over this. Just the whole Black China. Like, Rob and China was not a good television program, and it was canceled because Rob and China have a horrible toxic relationship, and it was not a good idea to have it on television. It was just going to make it worse and make the toxic relationship even more toxic. So I don't think there should have been a Rob and China season 2, and I think she needs to let it go. However, I forgot about the revenge porn thing, and that was pretty rough. So I guess she deserves some justice in court for that. However, little dream, you got to feel bad for her. I feel like this is just like her trying to stay relevant in the news.
I mean, and get those millions of dollars. But yeah, I agree. The revenge porn thing was really messed up. So she sure should get a payout for that. Anyway, let's talk about sex cults. Sarah Huron, tell us about them.
I love a transition, and I love that I'm the sex cult expert. Nexium co-founder Keith Raniere has been sentenced to 120 years in prison. He was convicted of 7 felonies related to his involvement in Nexium, which prosecutors labeled as a sex cult. Now, if you've been watching The Vow on HBO or, you know,
Seduced on Stars is so much better.
Seduced on Stars, any of the, you know, cult classics about cults these days, you know that Keith has tried to maintain that he's innocent. He recently told, right before this, his hearing, he told NBC News that one of the things that is most important in our country is the justice system. And although people can hate me and do think I'm awful, both the devil and a saint should be able to get the exact same treatment under our justice system, saying that there's horrible injustice going on. Whether you think I'm the devil or not, the justice process has to be examined. That's true, homie, but like, you're not the one who should be preaching social injustice. This is finally, we got justice. People are getting justice against you.
Yeah, you trafficked all those girls and branded them with your and Allison Mack's initials. Brah, I'm glad you're going to jail. So he's been sentenced. The Brofman sisters have been sentenced. So we're sort of just waiting on Smallville actress Allie Mack.
What do you think's going to happen to her?
I think she's going to get like 80-ish years. I think she's going to get a lot of years, because from someone who loves those cult classics, really going to be laughing at that for a while, Sarah. But she was such a ringleader. And I guess she was brought in on the same premise that all the other girls wore. But she took it a step further, and she brought all of those girls in, started DOS, the dominant over submissive program, which led to the sex cult thing. But what I think are weird are there are still some women who are dancing outside of his prison window. Three of his ex-girlfriends showed up to court to still support Keith Raniere, which is just, it shows you how far this can go. Gwen, have you ever been in a sex cult? Ever started one?
You know, Sav, I'm going to take the fifth on that, but have you guys been watching The Stars?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Stars one is so much better.
The Stars one is so much better than The Vow. And the person who I think is like the unsung hero of The Stars one is Princess Elizabeth of Yugoslavia.
Oh, my God. She's amazing.
She's the star. The grandmother of India, Oxenberg. Mm-hmm. You know, I just find that guy so creepy.
Yeah.
I am so happy that he got 140 years and he can never terrorize.
120.
120. Whatever. It's still a long time. Long time.
He'll be out in a buck 10. Her grandmother princess is amazing. And I love when she first went to one of the classes. She's like, this all just seems so creepy, but I didn't want to say anything.
He kind of reminds me, like you were saying, of there's women still like supporting him and like showing up at his hearings and his jail and stuff. It's like R. Kelly. Those girls who were at his hearing and like still live with him. Like, I feel like we were into surviving R. Kelly when that came out on Lifetime. We were all like, we got to save these women, and we kind of forgot about them. Yeah. And that just reminded me, like, oh my God, how many women are still like living with R. Kelly right now?
Well, R. Kelly's in jail, so he's living with lots of men. Yes, he is locked
I didn't
up
know
in
that.
Jail. Yes, R. Kelly is locked up in jail. And
thank God I solved it.
No, they solved it. He's in jail. And he's actually had a lot of, he's had to be in solitary. He's been attacked a few times. So, you know, his comeuppance is getting there. Thank goodness. Well, let's take a break from these sex cults. I know I need a break from the sex cult that I joined. I've been in Nixium for 10 years. And let's do this day in pop culture history. I think you guys are really going to like this one. So in 2014, it was announced that the new reality show, I Want to Marry Harry, is going to premiere.
I watched every episode.
I had a feeling you might. This surprising dating show featured romance and twists with an average Englishman is giving an upper crust makeover, and he met 12 single American women who thought that they were going to marry the actual Harry, and he was just lying to all of them.
Honestly, justice for the show. They only aired like two episodes on Fox and
then they canceled it. Yeah.
It was so bad, but then they put them all online. And I spent one day, I have like a very vivid memory of being at my parents' house watching every episode online and just freaking out. Like, it was batshit. And
Sarah?
I don't remember.
Oh my God.
I think they found out. I think the girl found out that it wasn't really Harry, and they like pretended they were still going to be together, and they lasted for like a day, I think.
Okay, that makes sense. Well, also on this day in 2011, does Warlock and Winning and Tiger Blood mean anything to you? Because it sure should.
Charlie Sheen?
Yes, this was the time in 2011 when Charlie Sheen was having his major, major Twitter meltdown. And I'm just going to read you some little highlights from 2011 during this time. This warlock is the breach, poised, T-minus 51 minutes. Ready, my tiger blood dripping lips. You've been warned. And then another one, the Tigers of the World had issued an apology to Charlie Sheen. In a written statement, please forgive us that we've been such blatant imposters. Clearly you, Mr. Sheen, is the only real tiger blood known in the universe. And then a fan from Tulsa, Oklahoma tweeted him asking him to follow him. And he said, I invented Tulsa, Oklahoma in my sleep. And, you know, hashtag winning. What a time to be alive during at this time.
I kind of miss it. It was like a simpler time where we weren't so worried about, like, now when Kanye has like a Twitter spree, we're like smart enough to know that like, oh, he needs help. With Charlie Sheen, I feel like we were all just kind of like laughing along with it. And I guess that wasn't necessarily the right thing to do, but it was a simpler time.
It sure is. All right, guys. Well, we are going to do another new game called Stars, They're Blank Like Blank, where we go through and I'm going to ask the ladies for adverbs, nouns, you know, expletives, dollar amounts, all of that. And we are going to create a little Mad Libs. So Sarah Huron, adjective.
Crazy.
Gwen Flamberg, adverb.
Terribly.
Terribly?
Yes.
Okay. Sarah Huron, dress designer.
Marquesa. Problematic.
Gwen, verb.
Running.
All right. Sarah Huron, explanation.
Oh, my Lanta.
Gwen Flamberg, dollar amount.
$500,000.
Okay. Sarah Huron, adverb.
Quickly.
Gwen Flamberg, hated celebrity.
Kanye.
Sarah Huron, a beautiful celebrity.
Jennifer Aniston.
Okay. And Gwen, I need a number.
12.
Sarah Huron, I need a noun.
Cat.
Okay. And then the last one, Gwen, I need one more adjective.
Stupidly.
Okay.
It's an adverb.
I changed it. It's all good. Okay. So here, guys. So stars, they're blank like blank. And this is, we've just received this actually, breaking news. Claire, the Bachelorette, has written a note to the producers about her edit. And we have been able to break this news on Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood podcast. Hi, Bachelor producers. It's me, Claire, your most crazy Bachelorette. I need my voice to be heard concerning your terrible editing. First off, my dress last night was designed by Marquesa and was very unflattering while Dale was running it off of me. I screamed, oh, my Lanta, when I saw how I looked in that $500,000 gown. Secondly, I think your quick way of editing me to be the villain of this story somehow makes me look like Kanye, and I hope this letter makes you realize that I am much more of a Jennifer Aniston. I hope that you will find that your 12 horrible edits made me feel like a cat. Sincerely, your stupid Bachelorette, Claire.
Wow, a journey.
A journey. And just, I want to share this one that I did with my boyfriend before, because it's just really fantastic. Hello, Bachelor producers. It's me, Claire, your most whoppy Bachelorette. I need my voice heard concerning your rough editing. First off, my dress last night was a Versace and was very unflattering while Dale caressed it off of me. I screamed bazinga and said when I saw how I looked in that $432.68 gown. Secondly, I think the ginger way you edited me to be the villain of the story made me look like O.J. Simpson, when I hope this letter makes you realize that I'm much more of a Reese Witherspoon. I hope you will find your 6 horrible edits made me feel like a gremlin. Sincerely, your gay Bachelorette, Claire.
Oh boy.
Interesting. Interesting.
I know. Okay. I really, really like this game, and we are definitely doing it every week. Speaking of games we like and do every week, do you guys know what it's time for?
What?
It's time for Celebrity Birthday Boxing Mania.
Boo.
Sarah Huron's favorite game. Thank you, Gwen, for putting your gloves up. This is where we go into the very, very, very real ring and put celebrities against each other in fights that we have worked out with our managers beforehand. All right, Sarah Huron, since you love this game so much, the first round is for you. Matthew McConaughey, who is 51 this week, is battling David Schwimmer, who is 54 this week.
All right, bye, Ross. Obviously, oh, Matthew McConaughey.
Obviously, Matthew McConaughey. Ding, ding, ding. Ring that bell. Gwen Flamberg. Kris Jenner, 65 years old, is in the ring with Jenny McCarthy, who is 48 this week.
I mean, this is tough because Jenny McCarthy, anybody who would have the guts to do an ad where they're sitting on the toilet. Do you remember that Candies ad?
I do.
That person, that human is strong. However, Kris Jenner has taken her daughter from a sex tape to like supreme fame. I think that she is possibly the strongest person in the universe. So Kris Jenner would just knock Jenny right out.
Oh, love it. And Sarah Huron, we have Kris Jenner versus Matt McConaughey, 65 and 51.
I mean, Kris Jenner is my queen, so she wins every time, no matter what the game is.
All right.
Oh, my. Oh my God, and we thought the match was over, but who's that coming from the stands? Oh, it's another celebrity birthday who's come to take the gloves from Kris Jenner. Gwen Flamberg in the bonus round. Miss Sally Field, who is 74 this week, is taking on Kris Jenner, 65.
Sally Field would get the energy of everybody who really, really likes her, and she would take Kris Jenner right out.
Well, that is all the time we have for this week. I hope you enjoyed all of the celebrity news and all ridiculous games, Mad Libs and all of that. Don't forget to tell your closest friends, your enemies, random people you pass on the street, and the teller at the Starbucks drive-thru to like, subscribe to this podcast, share it all around. We will send you emojis in your DMs and flood all your photos with likes if you share online, because we are that desperate for your attention. And come back next week for more of Hollywood's hottest news stories. And thanks, Gwen and Sarah. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.